Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Your bite-sized daily roundup of the biggest news from the world of film. This is the Daily Reel with Van Conner.
Good morning, it's Tuesday the 15th of June. Birthday to Courtney Cox and Helen Hunt, Neil Patrick Harris and Jim Belushi, and the legendary Ice Cube. It's the day Rocky II opened in 1979, Bull Durham came out in 1988, Lara Croft reached the big screen in 2001, and Batman began in 2005. But here in 2021, it's the day all of this is going on. Leaked set pictures have confirmed that beloved British character actor Toby Jones has joined the cast of James Mangold's Indiana Jones 5. The actor, best known for lending his vocal talents to Dobby the House Elf in the Harry Potter films and appearing as Dr. Arnim Zola in two of the Captain America movies, has been spotted filming with Harrison Ford. Ford, for his part, is seen decked out in classic indie attire and has his face peppered with mocap dots, suggesting a de-aging flashback. As the film continues shooting in England, set images are beginning to coalesce some idea of what the film's secretive plot entails, with current rumours suggesting the film will take place in the late 1960s, specifically centred around the space race, and will see Indy facing off with Mads Mikkelsen's former Nazi scientist who betrays NASA after being hired by them. In fact, trains covered in Nazi symbology have been hurtling around the Yorkshire moors, and around a constructed base filled with trucks and tanks also adorned with Third Reich imagery. So it's pretty fair to say the swashbuckling archaeologists' enemies are definitely back in the picture. Alongside Ford, Mikkelsen and Jones, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Boyd Holbrook and Shaunette Renee Wilson are also set to appear, with Indiana Jones 5 scheduled to whip into cinemas on the 29th of July next year.
Stupid elf! You could have killed me!
Dobby never meant to kill. Dobby only meant to maim or seriously injure.
Less than a week after the movie's announcement, the Jacinda Ardern-focused They Are Us has lost one of its producers, while the film's subject herself has openly criticised the project's creation. The film's set to tell the story of how New Zealand came together and banned assault rifles following the tragic attack by a white supremacist against Christchurch mosques in 2019, with a focus on the country's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. However, over the weekend, the feature was hit with heavy backlash, with the Christchurch Muslim community releasing a tactful statement questioning the hurtful timing of the production. Such a statement is especially subtle compared to more outspoken voices, such as the award-winning New Zealand journalist Mohammed Hassan, who accused the feature of promoting a white saviour narrative. Hassan wrote in an op-ed that the film has chosen to focus not on the tragedy and the victims, but instead on the Prime Minister and the rest of the country, and their response is insulting. In its essence, the film is a story about an act of white supremacy that is centred around white voices, white feelings and white heroism. The irony is nauseating. The lack of self-awareness is profound. The mayor of Christchurch, Leander Zeal, also said she is outraged by the feature and has made clear that film crews would not be welcome in her town. Due to this backlash, hashtag #TheyAreUsShutDown began trending on New Zealand's Twitter, and producer Philippa Campbell's announced that she'll be leaving the project, admitting that after listening to people's views, she agreed it was too soon to be making a film on the subject. If that wasn't bad enough, Ardern herself has criticised the feature, telling reporters, "In my view, which is a personal view, it feels very soon. And while there are so many stories that should be told at some point, I don't consider mine to be one of them." They Are Us, named for the Prime Minister's rousing speech following the attack, now appears to be in serious jeopardy. The feature had notably cast Rose Byrne in the lead role as Ahern, but it's unclear just how production could move on from such intense and widespread condemnation. The studio behind the project, Film Nation, has yet to comment.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
And finally, you know what that means. Another suspect has entered the lineup for the highly anticipated Knives Out 2. British actress Jessica Henwick has joined the film's cast, which already includes franchise newcomers Edward Norton, Dave Bautista, Janelle Monáe, Catherine Hahn, Leslie Odom Jr., Madeline Klein, and Kate Hudson. A noted genre alum, Henwick's best known for her work as Colleen Wing in Marvel's Iron Fist, the X-Wing pilot Jessica Parver in Star Wars The Force Awakens, and as one of the leads in Netflix's well-received Love and Monsters. Knives Out 2 is currently mere weeks away from kicking off production in Greece, and will of course be spearheaded by returning writer-director Rian Johnson. Johnson's not the only one returning from the original, though, as Daniel Craig's super sleuth Benoit Blanc, the man who solves it all with a southern drawl, will lead the project. No release date or title for Knives Out 2 has been given as yet, but Jessica Henwick can next be seen in The Matrix 4, due out on the 16th of December.
But let me assure you this, my presence will be ornamental. You will find me a respectful, quiet, passive observer of the truth.
On Netflix from today, you can see the Anne Hathaway musical drama Song 1, Silver Skates, and the 2010 remake of The Karate Kid, while movie subscribers are getting Christian Petzold's Barbara, and on Freeview today, there's 12 Angry Men, Josh Trank's Fantastic Four, Jet Reacher Never Go Back, and The Festival showing on Film 4, Legends of the Fall, America's Sweethearts, Reprisal, and Time Cop are on Great Movies, and on the Horror Channel, there's The Heretics and Let Me In, while the Sky Cinema and Now premiere for today is the legal thriller Foster Boy. That was the Daily Reel for Tuesday, June the 15th. Keep it cinematic, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
The Daily Reel is a Candy Store production, presented by Van Conner and written by Calvin Prickett. All information is correct at the time of writing, and source links are in the description for each episode. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on all good podcast platforms, or ask Alexa to install the Daily Reel skill for your morning flash briefing. Follow the show on social at Daily Reel Pod, and we'll be back every weekday. Until then, keep it cinematic.
Drink great gin. Make a difference. We handcraft our gins with only the finest botanicals and use our profits to support charities and initiatives that provide relief to struggling hospitality workers. Visit hospitalitygin.co.uk to find out more. Hospitality Gin. Drink great gin. Make a difference.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.